Çilletin böyle ben. Sefana çilletin böyle ne diyeyim. O da fela se jeito e o que lhe dá o que são para que não agradece.
You sound like you're sympathetic for them.
Oh.
The Tsar and his wife.
Yeah, you know, I was sympathetic if I didn't kill him before he was born.
You'd rather they kill him before you were born.
No, I can't because they have a fellow that was Putin. I don't know if you like. There is a Jewish book down in the library. You can get it. The Secret from the Russian Tsar. This book, if you have it only for a week, otherwise you pay for it, then you have it back. It's very interesting what's going on there. Never a youngster. The first time in my life that I see an automobile was 1906.
First time you saw?
A machine, an automobile.
An automobile.
And people lay down and see where the horses are.
They want to see where the horses
yeah,
are.
Yeah, we didn't see.
What year do you remember that?
Huh?
When do you remember that?
1906. I didn't see it there. She wasn't there in the heart. This girl.
So, you've lived in Russia and
yeah.
Warsaw,
yeah.
And you traveled through Europe, through Germany.
Germany, Belgium.
And then you and came here.
I came to the United States.
And where did you come?
I came to New York.
New York City.
New York City.
What was New York City like when you arrived?
Ah, this site, I like it. It's tight. Oh, anything your heart desire, you could get everything. You know, the way the Fushkas was before, they make the big market, they put it in there. In Lindsay Street, near the Lindsay Street. So, you know, where Streich Masses is by Living Street. And I went up there, old Fushkas. What was it? That was the sweetest thing in my life. What are you talking about? Where did I saw a thing like it? He was strictly the Jewish people was they were strictly against the Jewish people, the Russian government.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did they do that were strictly against the Jewish people?
Anything that they could do, they done it. It didn't take question what. Just like that in Plymouth, I remember one thing. Today I told you. When the war was a big, this is only once in the guns in the whole Russian army, the 5 million, Dr. Soloveitchik, he was a big man. Then they killed a Jewish fellow, and I went into him, I talked to him in Russian. I told him, I'm going to give him the bear at this fellow. I was a youngster. He said, all right, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. They used to put in 15 up a big ray. The people that killed me were. I was away from there, let's say, like in the township. He put him in the burial, like a Jew. And he was a married man, then the rabbis, we gave him the name and everything, and she's free to get married, unless she could be married all her life. That's what I remember, that was Russian. The Russian was against the Jews. Of course, with a few dollars, you could...
Why would?
That's all. In Pittsburgh, I come to live in Little Africa.
What was Pittsburgh like when you got here?
Not like today. A bridge was in the house.
Was in the house?
Yeah. If you didn't see a neighbor 2 days, oh, let's go find out. What's the matter? Is he sick? If you didn't see in 2 days, maybe he needs a few dollars. I remember 1922, a fella got sick. It wasn't $5 to pay for a nurse, but that time a nurse was given that filibus, $5, it wasn't $5. I make a resolution, each and everyone should volunteer one night a week to stay there. I was there 3 days a day. 3 days, 3 days. In the morning I went to work to save the haze and got it, you know. You was close once about in a year. You could live with a neighbor 15 years in one apartment. You don't know the neighbor. Mm-hmm. It's a true story. You don't know, you don't see. You see, I'm in Lane, you see, it goes away. It's so different.
So people had a lot of concern about each other.
Oh, my God, that's a different life. That's not different altogether. Mm-hmm. It's not like it used to be, no. That's not, I've been out in the ocean. The best thing, I went down there for the restaurant, a good restaurant. kamen sich der nur wuss, wuss willst du essen? So the best. I pay for a meal, big meal, everything for Charles does I, how much you think, 4 or 5 cents. I got a steak, I got noodles mit soup, I got the 4 speises she chopped liver, and I got tea with a piece of cake for 4 or 5 cents. And I took out, I think I was a sport, and put it for the waiter, oh my God.
I remember that time,
it was, I tell you the truth. This was a picture, I believe the same thing. I went down and take a loan, I took a dozen holes. A dozen holes cost a dime. A dime. And then I said, lady, you make a mistake. What's the mistake? You put in too much. So it's 13 holes. It was a baker's dozen.
Baker's dozen. This is Pittsburgh and Squirrel Hill?
She gave Pittsburgh off in the beginning, then it stopped. I remember in Pittsburgh, they made 3 checks for a quarter. It was a nickel. Mm-hmm. And people said they wouldn't go. And for these 3 checks, if we didn't one check, you get a transfer to and that cost a dollar. 65 cents, I wouldn't lie to you. 65 cents would I pay for a 25 pounds flour. 75 cents for 75 cents for 25 cents sugar. I've been in the place for a piece. Fellow said to me, no, Yakov, what do you want? Put me at a suit, a double breast suit and a vest, 2 pair of pants. Mm-hmm. What else? 3 shirts. So I want to see the Macan shoes, the big one, 4 shines. It cost you $2.75 a pair. $2.75 a pair. Then, give me a dozen stubbing, a dozen handkerchiefs, mm-hmm. 4 neckties. I always look today, how much is it? It's $19.50. I give him $5, next week another $5 to appear.
Do you remember the Hill District?
Oh, I forgot, I remember the Hill District. It was close to 18 shoes, I could give you every name for the shoe.
Could you give us every name of the shoe?
Sure. First thing, let's go down Thompson Street. For Charlotte Taylor, Charlotte Sadie, Bates Yarkes. Then, was there in the Hill District, Smetter Shagmood, like not she could spell this. Mm-hmm. Washington shoe. Let's see, Washington shoe she could spell. Then there was a shoe, the Senior shoe. Fair sizzle, I don't know for the Hebrew name. Then it was the Knesset sizzle. Then it was Oyo Chudosh, New Light. Then it, oh God, then the Hebrew Institute, my God. Design soul, what's the matter with you? Full people, they didn't have food for me. Every day in the morning, every day, 6:30, 7 o'clock. Sure, fireman. Then that was in here. About the year, I know she could spell it. About the Kashas, so many years. The Federation was by that time, 15 Fernandez Street. I don't think. 15 Fernandez. Oh, meetings. In summertime, of the way. In summertime.
Yeah.
What was the living? Every shul, every organization make a picnic. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that was the best thing. We hire buses. That was about 30 miles, everyone to go to bus, cost them about 40 in a nickel, a round trip. Mm-hmm. In a whole day long, they live there, sit down to eat and eat, and, mm-hmm. you know, and dance around and music until it was my time.
Good time.
Oh, good time. You couldn't get this time for $1 million anymore. No money to go. It's impossible. You couldn't know for 2 days before wait for the state when the bus come down the front from the IKS from the IKS settlement mm-hmm. in Central Avenue. And I was there. We got a quota and a little. I got 1 cent. All right, go ahead, ten years I'll take it. I wasn't there. He hasn't got it. What are you going to do?
Did speaking.
You have to. I like kids. I could be a kid. I give it my life. I like kids. Mm-hmm. And by that time, that was built was big Entesarabi. Like they call him, like what's his name? They show him. Basholm Shi, you know what was Basholm Shi?
Mm-hmm.
Over a pool was a minion. It was 1920 when they started out.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fellow by the name Attorney Avner. This attorney bought the cemetery, and this cemetery make him go. He bought the cemetery, well, of course, later and all that. It's now worth $5 million. And you're going to ask me how many cemeteries in history, Jewish cemeteries, I have to know this.
How many what?
Cemeteries, Jewish cemeteries.
Yes.
32.
32 Jewish cemeteries. Still in Pittsburgh.
Oh yeah, that's in the Pittsburgh area. Oh, like Troy Hill, Mill, there was 11. Yeah, like Kerek is 1, 2, 3. And then Kizos is 1, 2, 3. Kennedy Township. I know, I have to know because I go out with this.
Mm-hmm.
A fellow doesn't know how to go out, I go out with this.
Could you describe your professional life when you were talking about going out to the cemeteries?
Well,
what do you do?
See, I just, before you come in, just call a fellow to be 9 o'clock in the morning. Just three cases, and I have to be in the tent. If I'm the head, I don't know how you're going to spell Chavah Kedishin. I'm the head to give him the last rites, where he's dressed, where he's supposed to be upon his shoulder. That's what I
do. This is what you do for the dead?
Yeah.
And you said that you went into kitchens too?
This is a different thing.
See this?
Now I told you that it's about a couple of weeks before they're supposed to send me in, not I'm getting met. See, they send me in exactly. What are they going to eat? You see how many people are going to eat? They claim over four. I have to see exactly every person, every piece of Tony. If I don't like something, the can just take and I sketch it out. Mm-hmm. They're not allowed to start it till I come in.
Mm-hmm.
And this has to come to me 12 days before they start it, I have to do this here.
Mm-hmm.
A week ago, I got a makeup out of maybe you don't know these people, Tulubavitch.
Yeah.
He's the pious Jews. I make for them about 350. It was yesterday a week. Yeah. Now it comes up another four. Which personally, I don't like to do it, tell you why. In my life, I will not tell you that this lady, how to live your life, that's your business. But when you ask, I need to tell like this, that must be a hundred to the rest.
Mm-hmm.
I will not have nothing financial together. That's a great thing.
Have you always done this kind of thing?
Right here in the United States.
Ever since you came over into New York City?
Yeah.
You've been making sure that the Jewish law is followed on occasions like...
No, the first thing the rabbis ask you, they talk to you, they interview you, they ask you certain laws, what's happened like this. In this invasion of place, there's a place in here, what do you call it? The club where they've been led in Judy. What do you call this club? It's right downtown. And this was a place in the Gateway Plaza. And they make their kitchen. That was in the Cane Club. Then finally, the boss, Gordon Fleck, he's the boss over there. A different building, he's the one of the tame people, the rest, best us in America. I was today, 1 o'clock at night. I couldn't stand in my pains, my back. Now suddenly Shlomo comes in. He comes in once in 3 months. I said, Jake doesn't feel good. He has to be here another 2 hours, otherwise we wouldn't bully. He comes around and sits in the office, said, Jake, what's the matter with you? So I told him, my back, killed me. I didn't know what he'd do. He'd pick up the receiver. And what did he say? He said, I'm not going to be here to take you to the club. He gave a good talk and he won't feel better. I started to laugh just the way you're listening about it. So I hear that there wasn't Russian people there. Man, Russian. And Jew too. You know what God is. So it's Yate. Be not against the Jewish, but that's the way the wolves they make when they make this cloak. And the next day I have to see him, I go down the course to the, what's the name of Biflasha? He'll say, Jacob, a new beast. So I'm going into the cave. I said, are you crazy? They don't let you in. So he said, I bet you $50 that you wouldn't get into the club. Oh, right. And stays a man, a big man. He says, look at me. He says, I'm not in the club. Hey, who is this? You, Mr. Golden Flake. Mr. Golden Flake? The boss? So I don't know what he is. I got an appointment. He said, what is your name? I said, J.D. J.D., that means Jackie Louie. Jacob, title was Jacob there. So I haven't gotten to listen. Will you please do me a favor? I'm very busy. Mark Dunn, I was here. I have a witness. But he wasn't there. Victor Wheeler, I came up and said, yes, sir, Mr. Tyler, think of my hand. He gets me in there. Now, the Philip was in Boston. When I come up, I said, hey, I bet the money, if you take the money, give it to me for charity. I don't want your money. But then you can never bet the things like this. Like I was with the mayor together a couple of weeks ago. I remember this is between you and this. She's She's still living in Florida. They got divorced, they got married to the Shlomo Arendt today. Now what can I do? I couldn't stop them. I talked to them. I talked to the Georgians. Of course, to the Georgians. I know that they're very good. Like, let's speak for the George. You, whatever, see, his father died. The Georgians come to police court, and they told me, and I was there to do these things. So I didn't like it, but I was there. The Jewish history of the Hudson is a lot. It used to be about 25,000 Jewish families over there. Nobody was there. No Jewish people. Oh, you know.
When did they start to leave?
They started to leave, I would say, by the year 1945. The other day, not long time ago, I go down and I come, I don't know, you don't know the streets there. A place then did this story. Going up to Central Avenue. Come to the corner, a colored fellow, a big colored fellow. Days after the police station, he just said to me, listen, Jerry, I need a few dollars. Since the Jews move out from here, you haven't done it. I said, you do it, you're rotten niggas. He goes, you know, I could kill you. You know where I came in pocket. The lieutenant came over and said, Jake, what are you doing? They know me. Mm-hmm. So if you go on that side, and to him I said, okay, you're going to go and be to Kenton Smaller.
To what?
Kenton Smaller, that's a place for the...
Right.
And they said, and you're going to be my bodyguard. After this, I'll fix you up. So what are you going to give me? You harsh me. You do what I told you. Now, hold on. He goes, they started to laugh. And then it was when they started to make the whole the thing. This is later on, you know. But we used to look good, my niggas. We used to look good. Then Vida Street was the Steiner houses, rich people. And then Chedden Street, Fernandez Street, was rich people. The Bluff, they call it now the Boulevard of Dallas, you know. Near the Duquesne College.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you know, who could live there? It was a baby. It was happy, everything. John Von Schuller here was a big kid. David Price was a big kid. Everyone here, everybody, you know that. It was very interesting to see. No one place it other. Yes, it was nice. No, that's a donut. But the same way is in all around the United States, not even Pittsburgh. In Cleveland, that was around Philadelphia, everything changed around. Well, what's going to be, I don't know.
Could you, I'm trying to go back to your children and your family. How is it different the way you raised your children from the way you were brought up yourself? Was it different?
Day and night.
How were you raised and how did you raise them?
I tried to raise them the way I wanted. It doesn't work.
To the same way?
It doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I used to come out home. The mother would say, "Shh, quiet. Father's sleeping." Out the son comes out and says, "Hello, Pop." The pop is tired. "Hello, Pop. I need to see my lungs." What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Did your children say that to you?
They could say it, but I don't know. I did raise him up. I tried the best that I could, which they know exactly everything. Now I hope to God I'm going in front of them. They got the youngest grandchild. The oldest grandchild is 28 years, 29 years. She is married. She got 2 kids.
In Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh, in the kids' school, and I'm already in the Hill Academy. This is my great grandchild. For that said, I live. That's what I got in my life. And I don't have anything. But I want to tell you, God, give me a present, 2 presents. The first thing is, I don't get excited in anything. And what did they tell me? I'm calm in doing the things that I'm supposed to do. And the second thing is, what would I do now if I would have conduct anything and go to a kid to get the teacher, give him a piece of bread to live? Now I'm happy the kid has to come to me. Mm-hmm. I should give him one. Well, that's a big thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy, that's all. And I live my life, you know, naturally. I will tell you the truth. When I was living in the Hill District, I feel better than I lived in Squirrel Hill.
You felt better in Squirrel Hill?
No.
In the Hill District?
Sure. It was a different life entirely.
How was it different?
The different offenses. Not everybody got like this. They used to go around to the IKS, pay a nickel, get a towel with soap, you take a shower, you take a bath, give it 3 times, whatever you want. You can get it. You can do that. Ah, it was a different life. Every day was a different picnic. In summertime, and we'll go to the picnic from this organization, this shul, and this shul. We have a good time. What we got?
What years were these?
That was in the 20s. I'll tell you, and don't get excited. Pound probably from our time, by that time, it was already put in here $1.
What?
$1. Mm-hmm. Cost not $7.50. A pound is, what do you call it, the fish, but they pay a lot. I pay myself 3 to 5 cents, then they start out to be 40 cents. I said, tell them it, I don't pay. It's too much. Three schmaltz, I like it. Maybe you don't like it, maybe. Mm-hmm. Schmaltze, three schmaltze, be one. I didn't feel anything about it. 20 cents.
But then the depression came.
The depression came, that's late. I was not in the depression. What the depression? Depression came, but still cheap.
But
the depression came late. What are you talking about?
Did the Hill District change through the depression? You must have.
It was more poor people. More plain. And took like faith in the harvest and then from this. Then I got an organization. I believe I still have this, a short here, which I used to play. Shlomazel. See, but I give up money, you know. I said, let's just enjoy what I do.
We can look at that after the interview. Okay,
I just want to show. But I still do this since 1942. Since 1922. Is the thing is like this. It was a lot of poor people. But the only benefit what we have to get it. I was not very done with it. I didn't know the funeral. I don't make up any. where they make the verdict in the Hildes, like in the sea. About 2 tables from the shul put up. Then one sitting in the shul, the lady, the mother from the bride, Yaki Dominik, the brass again, what's the matter? She got no salts and the chickens, salt to make a pussy. And said to take salt, she took it. She got a lady sugar.
Sugar.
All right. I said, don't bother about it. I go and said to the rabbi said, push this down and put in sugar. So I told her, put in sugar. Then they cook it. Then it's all right, it's not
fire.
No fire, no. Then I have insurance, you know. So, no. Then there was a cook. Forget it's called cheese almonds, water, and sugar. So, I never forget this. You know, we was together, we didn't have much, but we enjoy yourself to life. The whole life he enjoys, so we didn't have much. You couldn't figure when I bring my wife, I pay for $15.50 for 3 rooms in a bed. Mm-hmm. What do you want? I took in a telephone, which I know people are supposed to call me. I paid $2.25. I could make 1,000 calls a day. In this $2.25, we haven't gotten that much. I was working the first. He paid me $14.50 a day, 6 days a week. $14.50. And then I got bought myself up and I went myself in business. Went for myself in business. You know, I noticed things that I told you before, like a tiny garden picture. This is 72-inch pictures. And when I put this together all over the room, if I need the 4 inches over the door, in order they should match exactly the same thing in here, mm-hmm. and the same thing all around, I use only 4 inches, the rest of the room. And then mm-hmm. But that hang up with a thing.
Wait, you went into your own business during the Depression?
Yeah, I took jobs.
Sure. And you took jobs hanging paper?
Yeah.
Hanging wall paper?
Painting and paper.
Paper and painting and paper.
Yeah, that's what
this
I
This is before you did the
yeah,
koshering.
Yeah. Then I said, yeah, I could do it. You didn't come to America to work. To work. Physical, I didn't do anything. I only gave instructions and watch what they're doing according to law. Mm-hmm. And I went to this, the rabbis asked me to do it. And let me tell you, my dear ladies, I feel sorry about you. I feel sorry about you. I said, which maybe you don't believe it is. I said to myself, I got enough trouble with my own body. Why should I take your troubles in my body to tell you this is good, this is good? I don't want it. Yes, I do this. I remember I took 50 apartments in the north side. Algin is bigger than Pittsburgh, you know that?
What?
Algin, you know that?
No.
North side.
Allegheny.
Oh, yeah, Allegheny. I said, Allegheny. I'm a brother.
Yeah.
Says, Allegheny. It's bigger than Pittsburgh. You know, that was a separate from Pittsburgh. And I'm going to tell you a nice joke. I went up there, and I want to go home. I see I haven't got enough to pay. I was supposed to pay. I was in Kriapos and Lauren. I haven't got enough. I think I'm going over the bridge. It cost me cheaper. And when I went supper, I see somebody visiting, it's my policeman. He didn't pay 2 cents. So how do you say? If I would have money, I wouldn't work. Took him back to the corner. And I stayed there, come to the machine, a Model T. Ford, Model T. Officer, can you please tell me how to go to the oldest certain center and the lady? I live there. Who happened to the machine? Mm-hmm. I didn't pay it, the machine paid it. I don't need to do it. He said, I'll get you for the 2 cents. But I done it. I'll get you for the 2 cents. Yeah, I didn't pay it. It's a big place down there. I know you never go there. I mean,
it's north side.
North side. Boy, did they build up these apartments now. Mm-hmm. You couldn't go for it. You used to go for federal, so stay down 6th place. tent in the mosque. Beautiful, beautiful. A lot of the Jewish people live there.
Excuse me?
A lot of the Jewish people live there.
Live there.
There, in the Bigel apartment. Mm-hmm. You know the Bigel apartment? Bigel Boulevard, it's not far from the Willy Penn. There used to be an old school, old foreigners used to go there, night school. Mm-hmm. One time a maid will come to me, Mr. Tyler, what are you doing tomorrow night? So tomorrow night you do like I do every day. I eat supper and eat something and go to bed to sleep. Why can't you go out and meet your own father? Yes, your father. The father I know, she didn't know I know her father. Father came to me, said to me, Yadidova, did you, you know my daughter? You sure? I didn't take her. So I would take her up, I would marry her, but there's something trouble in the family, my family. But this was a gong in there, and when it turned out to be a good, you know. Why, this trouble, I don't know. I have a wife. You marry her, to say trouble. Oh, you said, you know, Allah. We used to have a difference like what's used to keep us. Difference of day. It's not a difference like between day and night.